Penguin Audio presents Spartan Gold. Written by Clive Cussler with Grant Blackwood. Read by Richard Poe. Grand St. Bernard Pass, Pennine Alps, May 1800. A gust of wind whips snow around the legs of the horse known as Stargy, and he snorted nervously, sidestepping on the trail before the rider clicked his tongue a few times, calming him. Napoleon Bonaparte, Emperor of the French, pulled up the collar of his greatcoat and squinted his eyes against the sleet. To the east he could just make out the jagged 16,000-foot outline of Mont Blanc. He leaned forward in his saddle and stroked Stary's neck. "You've seen worse, old friend." An Arabian Napoleon had captured during his Egyptian campaign 2 years earlier, Stary was a superb warhorse, but the cold and snow disagreed with his disposition. Born and bred in the desert, Stary was accustomed to being peppered by sand, not ice. Napoleon turned and signaled to his valet, Constant, who stood 10 feet behind, holding a string of mules. And behind him, trailing for miles down the winding trail, were the 40,000 soldiers of Napoleon's reserve army, along with their horses, mules, and caissons. Constant untied the lead mule and hurried forward. Napoleon handed over Stary's reins, then dismounted and stretched his legs in the knee-deep snow. "Lovely day, isn't it, Constant?"
"If you say so, General," the valet grumbled.
Napoleon smiled to himself. Constant, who had been with him for many years, was one of the few underlings he allowed a small measure of sarcasm. After all, he thought Constant was an old man. The cold went right through his bones. Napoleon Bonaparte was of medium height, with a strong neck and broad shoulders. His aquiline...